So, is your brain out of order? Is your brain out of order?
No.
Is your brain? Oh, yes, it is. Your brain is out of order. You know what Alzheimer's disease is? It's a brain that's out of order. It's not a mind that's out of order. It's a brain that's out of order. When you get in your car and you start up your car, and you try to have your car take you someplace, and it doesn't work, you don't say the idea, the concept of automobile is out of order. You say this particular automobile is not functioning for some reason. It doesn't have gas, oil, doesn't have water, doesn't have a driver, you don't have the key. You try to drive a car without the key, you have to jump it, you know, but you can't do that. You see, everything that's out of order, now, is the brain out of order, or you just don't have the key? What's happening to us when we have Alzheimer's? What happens to us when we think that our thoughts are lost? We cannot remember things. We cannot do things we'd like to do. We're going downhill. What is happening? Well, the brain connection is out of order. The mind is never out of order. The mind is always all. Functioning in its ideal format. The mind is like a great ocean, you might say. And the ocean is undulating and acting and being and just having its own wonderful self. And then you come along and you're not a fish. And you try to go across the ocean. You try to swim across. And you tire very soon. And next thing you know, you're on the bottom. Or you take your boat and you go across the ocean. And the ocean gets kind of rough at times because all sorts of interesting thoughts are going through the mind. It's thinking of, oh, let's think of this thought, let's think of this thought. Well, it's not negative. In the ocean itself, it's just a lot of activity. And you think, oh, it's terrible, it's a storm, it's this and that. It's activity. It's activity of the mind cogitating on different thoughts. And that's all it is doing. Now, we want to name these things, all sorts of unhappy, negative things, and we're very unfortunate in doing that. Now, the brain is what connects us to the mind. And when the brain is out of order, it doesn't mean it's shot, lost, dead, gone. It just means it's out of order. And so what do you want to do? You want to plug the brain back into the mind circuit, as we would say in a physical way of looking at it. Now, how do you plug the brain back into the mind circuit? Well, you go over there to the wall, and you take that plug, which is out, and you stick it into the socket in the wall, and you're back in connection again. But what if there's no power outside? What if a storm has come by and knocked down the power? Well, then you say, all is in divine order. Electric company, fix that, please. Yeah. All is in divine. You don't get all uptight about it. You don't say, this is the end of the world. This is Alzheimer's. You know, we're going downhill fast. You just say, all is in divine order. And the electric company comes and fixes the electricity. And then you become a smarty-puss, you know. And you're using your mind connection. And you're saying, what if I would use solar system? What if I'd use solar panels? Now, I'm going to put solar panels on my house. And I've got the government conned into a good purpose on this. I put solar panels on my house, and the government will support me in doing that. And then the electric company will say, well, I'm making more power than I would normally use. And so they want that power on their system to help their system grow. So I sell them my power. So I have no fees, I have no costs, I have everything going for me, and the sun is ever shining down and giving plenty of power. It seems, how am I connecting to my infinite source of the mind? How call the sun the mind, call the power of the universe the mind, and how am I connecting to that? What sort of a connection do I have? Do I have solar panels? Do I have wind? Oh, the sun causes the wind to blow, and the wind blowing causes windmills to turn, and windmills cause electricity to be generated. Fantastic. Or, hey, let's have some rain. and let's have the rain go down the river and go through the electrical plants on the river. Hey, that's neat too. They turn the generators there as the water goes through from the river. Or the ocean undulating back and forth. You know, this takes something to think about. The ocean undulating back and forth. You're on a desert island. There's nothing for hundreds of miles around. And there's no electric wire coming across the ocean to bring you power. Plenty of sun up there. And plenty of ocean going back and forth. Back and forth. The waves come in. The waves go out. So you put an undulating power developing current system in the ocean, which brings power to you on land. More than you could ever use. And you find it that way. The power is always there. The essence, the mind, is always there to give us all that we could ever want. And we have our brain connection, which we call Alzheimer, out of order. We say it's not functioning right. We say we're not remembering right. We say, what's going on? What's wrong with us? What's happening? And all that is happening is we have to plug in the plug. Now, we plug the plug in mentally by saying, the divine and I are one. There is only one. I am the power of the universe. I am the wisdom of the universe. I am the allness of the universe. We are such idiots, in high, capital letters, such idiots, that we say, there are things we don't know. There are things in this universe that are beyond our comprehension to know. Of course they are, because we say that. We cut ourselves off at the level that we're just about to hear about that. Now, where are these little children savants? How do they know all these things? How do they know these things? They know marvelous things. They can play the piano. They can do mathematics. They can do all these things. And they've never even gone to school. They don't even know what mathematics is. But they do it. They use it because that's okay in their mind. They're one with all knowledge, all wisdom. Now, ours should not be to study how they do it. Ours should be to do it. They are an open channel between their physical body, their mental body, and the mind, the absolute consciousness of all. And they are an open, free flow. They are like the water running down the river in the generator plants creating electricity. They are like the wind flowing through the hills and the mountains and the ranges and the sky. Up at the upper levels in the sky, the winds are so strong. If an airplane could capture that power, he would be here to there in no time at all, burning no gas at all. How interesting. But we don't do that. We don't go that high, because to get that high, it takes a lot of fuel. And it takes a lot of pressurized cabinets and that are more than what our planes presently can do. But if we understand it, we could be able to do it too. Now, the mind is just blowing our minds with all the possibilities and all the dreams and all the goals and so on. And then we say Alzheimer's. Why does Alzheimer come into mind? Now, you ask any doctor that, you ask any psychiatrist that, any philosopher, and what will he say to you? You don't use it, you lose it. You don't use it, you lose it. If you don't use your mind, you're going to lose your mind. And that you don't really lose it. If you don't use your connection, the connection fades away. If every moment we make sure we're plugged into our ideal universal mind, then we will be building up our ability to utilize the information, the power, the genius, the magic, the wonder of the mind. Because the mind is all. And all things exist right now. Those generators exist now that could have existed back in the days of archaeology. And they did exist then. But people just weren't thinking in that direction. Their mind hadn't expanded to the possibility. Oh, that's beyond belief, beyond imagination. Well, never say anything beyond imagination. People who experience Alzheimer's, they're not playing chess. They're not keeping their mind, their brain, and the mind one active together. They're not taking these crossword puzzles and they're not making their brain connection to their mind an active, dynamic, forceful thing. Which is, if they did, what would happen to them? They'd have it. Why does a little child sometimes have it? Because he's got an open channel. He never blocked it for some reason or other. Bless his heart. We should all have that blessing. But, again, we say, well, he's got it, but how does he use it? Does he know how to use it? Does he know how to get any good out of it? Does he? It's up to you whether you think he does or not. But you play a game of chess, and you win. How do you feel? Good or natural? I expect to win. I expect to use my talents, my genius in playing this game very wonderfully every time. I'm not surprised that I win. I am not surprised. I am not delighted that I win. It's just natural. You get in your car, you put the key in the car, and you drive the car, and you're not surprised. Now, what a miracle, what a miracle. You put food in your body. Your body digests this food and uses it to maintain your body. You don't say, what a fantastic miracle going on. It is, from our point of view, a miracle. But it's no more than you expect. If you expect to eat food and not have it benefit your body, it won't. It won't. You cannot get enough to eat. Your body is starving, and it cannot get enough to eat because you have turned off the connection between digestion and intake and out. And people do that. People have to get intravenous feeding because they have turned off the connection. They have turned off the normal systems of digestion in their body. Now, you say, my goodness sakes, well, I don't have Alzheimer's. I have a good connection with my divine mind. My brain has a good connection. And so I, in this physical universe, in this world that I live in, can use it very nicely. Oh, I may not choose to remember everything that I choose to remember, but I remember everything I do choose to remember. It doesn't really matter. And things that are they're saying, Herb, that's not important. Don't go bringing that stuff up. That's not helping you on your topic. Well, it was such a good illustration. And, you know, illustrations are not always easy to come by. And so the divine inside you says, so what? Who are you trying to prove anything to, you or the other people? And Herb, you know it. You know it. Now just flow with it. Be it. Enjoy it. Herb, look for all the negative things in the world and you will find that they don't exist. There's only positive out there. Negative comes only when you have judgment. Only when you have judgment. See, and when you're non-judgmental, there's nothing negative in the world. So, when you, in one of your quizzes, are asked to write something negative, go ahead, write it. Ought. Zero. Huh? Nothing. Oh. Not. There's nothing there. Now, that you should know without anyone telling you. And if you don't know it, then you're not ready for that program yet. But if you do know it now, even after we've talked about it, and don't apply it, you're still no further ahead. So, Ellen, tell me all the negative things of your life. And what are you going to tell me?
Nothing.
No, you're not going to tell me nothing. You're going to say, well, some people might think this negative, but I was just given $1 million. Some people might think this is negative, but I have ideal health, and they're not experiencing ideal health, but I'm experiencing ideal health. And I can only see them experiencing ideal health because I'm experiencing ideal health. And you might call that negative, you know. How come you got that and I haven't got that, you know? Well, that's because where my thought is. So what's negative? Negative's whatever you judge it to be. And if you're possessed by the down negative, that's what you got. If you're possessed by the up negative, that's what you got. If you're possessed by no negative, if you're not possessed, that you got it all. So think about this. No thought is lost. No wisdom is lost. Our brain connection to our mind is out of order whenever we feel that we are out of order, whenever we feel we don't know, whenever we feel we don't have the answer. And to any question, Ellen, to any question, who has the answer?
I.
You can't just point to yourself. You got to say I, which you did, which you did. But the thing, your first thing was to point to yourself. Me, I, yeah. You have the answer. So remember that now and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.